It's the Next Level Contractor Podcast.
Yeah, I'm talking about Mountain Dews, baby.
Every Monday, 7 a.m. No bullshit in 30 minutes or less.
Eat grand desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
Helping contractors and small businesses be more profitable with better leads and better systems.
We'll do it live! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
And today we're going to be talking about how your biggest problem is the key to unlocking the next level. Let's start with a quote from Napoleon Hill, the OG of positive thinking. He says, "Every adversity, every failure, every heartache carries with it the seed of an equal or greater benefit." And I personally first heard that quote about 10 years ago. And it's been pretty significant in the way I think about things. And I'll tell a couple stories during this episode, but it's going to be a little bit more of a meditative style podcast, something that you can come back to anytime you're having a hard time or you're going through a little bit of struggle. See, I see problems as opportunities. And I think that the way of thinking of problems as opportunities is incredibly helpful. And it helps my thoughts be more positive, more grateful on a regular basis. And if I haven't said it on this podcast yet, I think gratefulness is a superpower. Just asking yourself, what am I grateful for, has been scientifically proven to lift the mood and boost chemicals in the brain that are related to happiness. So problems as opportunities. I'll tell a quick story. We had an employee leave, the first employee besides my wife and I, about a year after being at our company. And in no way, shape, or form do I want to throw this person under the bus, but it was a very hard time for us. However, we used it as an opportunity to double down on culture in our company. And that process of focusing on culture has ended up leading to some of the most positive months in our business that I've ever had. The past 3 or 4 months have been insanely good. And to me, it's been part because I took massive action after seeing that negative happen, after seeing an employee leave and thinking to myself, why would somebody want to leave here? Like, this is a great opportunity, but I realized there's more I could be doing for our employees. So I believe in sharing the difficult things along the way. And currently, we have a problem where our salesperson is very, very good at his job and is doing what he's supposed to do, but I haven't figured out how to make sure that there's consistency in the way clients are educated and the boundaries and the scope of work for our projects. So I have to figure out how to share that information in a way that works with our entire team. And this thought about how problems can be massive opportunities. So the bigger the problem, and this has been a painful one. This has been difficult. We've been trying to figure out how to filter and educate clients in a way that really works at a scale that is different than what I was doing. So I have to recognize if it's super painful, honestly, there's a giant opportunity there. How can a current constraint be the way to open the door? So I recently took this thing called the Alt MBA. It was like a $4,000 course from Seth Godin. And I realized actually 6 months after I took it that some of these ideas were more impactful than I realized at the time. And one of them was around constraints. What are my current constraints? Right now, I can't hire an expensive developer, even though I want to. And what is that forcing us to do? It's forcing us to focus more on the culture fit side of that employee hire, making sure that they have the right core values, making sure that they have the right mindset, making sure that they are good at communication, because I can't hire somebody who's advanced as what I'd like. So I have to focus on these soft skills. But that can be huge, right? Because I'm also very slow to hire, and it makes the hires better. So we have better hires because we're slow to hire because we can't afford, you know, the most expensive people. So I just invite you, I guess, to take the most painful problem in your business right now. What is a constraint that you currently have? And just get that in your mind right now. The biggest constraint. How could that be the way to open the door so that you can be better and your company can be better in the long run? How can that constraint be a giant opportunity? You know, this guy I follow, Ryan Holiday, has a book called The Obstacle is the Way. So The Obstacle is the Way is an old school idea, partly around this idea of stoicism, which is just, you know, to help you endure the struggles of life with grace. That life is pain sometimes. And if it's not at the moment, I mean, be grateful, right? But life can be painful. And we don't have a right to life being perfect, right? So this idea of adversity bringing us into success is a big central theme of this book. And only if you use your power of perception to see it that way and taking action and applying your will to making it that, right? The biggest problem I've ever had was drugs and alcohol addiction. And 9 or so years ago, I had a falling out with those things, and I've been sober ever since. But it was one of the biggest problems I've ever had in my life, right? Like, it was extremely painful. It was difficult for me and my family. It caused a lot of problems in my relationships. But it turned out that recovery has turned out to be one of the best things that's ever happened to me. Literally, my life has changed significantly. I have a lot more empathy because of what I went through. And, you know, I've kind of developed this different way. I've had an emotional upheaval and had to look at things totally different. And I'm more compassionate. And I have an opportunity to help people in those situations. So it's turned out to be one of the best things that's ever happened to me. So as you get used to the bumps in the road, it makes you more resilient as well. I recently read this book called Anti-Fragile. And the book talks about anti-fragility being different than being resilient or even being robust, which resilient means that, you know, you only drop a little bit when you get hit. Robust means you can generally stay the same if you get hit. And anti-fragile means you actually get better when you get hit up to a certain point, right? You know, if you break your leg, potentially, you know, it's broken forever. But like, if you just get punched a lot, you know, in karate or something like that, your bones actually do get stronger. So there's a lot of examples of this in nature. There's a lot of systems, organic systems in the world that actually grow as they're challenged. And I remember back when I was first getting into marketing, well, I was really getting into the web design and development side of things many years ago. And I had so many situations where I busted my head against the wall. And perhaps you've had a lot of difficulties as you've been growing your business. The problems I'd have, like for instance, JavaScript, you know, a mobile menu for a website or something, a coding issue. And I would bust my head against it and for hours and hours, and I'd be Googling things and looking up different things, and it hurt. It bothered me. Just long periods of inability to move forward. But I kept on pushing. And when I broke through on a particular issue, I remember thinking, oh man, that feels good. It feels really good when you overcome a challenge, right? But it also means that you're a little bit stronger, and competitors or people behind you For instance, you know, like people trying to get into this are going to have a much harder time because of those speed bumps, right? They all have to go through that. Everybody has to go through that. So every single speed bump you go over, you're actually less likely to have another competitor, right? Because after 500 speed bumps, the crowd has thinned and you have less competitors because they've gone and, you know, pursued a different path. So many of the kids that were in college with me didn't pursue coding because it was too difficult. Well, I applied extra effort and, you know, worked 60, 70 hours for quite a while. And it can strengthen your resolve, right? It strengthens your resolve to continue. And that's the mindset you want to have. Like I said, this is just a little bit more of a meditative, mindset-focused podcast today, but I hope it's useful to you. My last piece is just around pain as inspiration. My boy, Gary V, Gary Vaynerchuk, who is a social media marketing genius, who a lot of people hate because he's super, super passionate and that gets people riled up, used this little tidbit the other day, which was just around when you see somebody in a movie get hit and a little bit of blood drips into their mouth and their eyes widen and you see a smile cross their face. Everyone in the fight gets a little scared, right? And he talks about how this is how he feels when competitors challenge him and when he has pain. He just gets more excited. He uses that pain to inspire him. So how can you use your pain to inspire you today? Recent Gatorade commercial, let the opponent be your fuel. And of course, I've talked about just staying uncomfortable and challenging yourself, right? People that look to be uncomfortable are often the most comfortable in the end. But I hope that your adversities or your failures or your heartaches this week are going to carry with it the seed of an equal or greater benefit, like Napoleon Hill said. And I appreciate you listening to this. A little bit more of a mindset podcast. Come back and listen to this if you're ever struggling. And thank you so much for listening. It's the Next Level Contractor Podcast. Helping your small business or construction company be more profitable with better leads and better systems. We're going to do it every Monday, 7 a.m., no bullshit, in 30 minutes or less. And this is put on by Hook Agency, hookagency.com, Hook Agency all over social media. Thank you guys for listening. Probably Josh and Tracy at least finished this. What's up, guys? If you did finish this podcast, can you just send me a quick message at tim@hookagency.com and tell me if it was useful to you? Just say what's up. Say hi. Listen to the end of that. I would love to know, you know, who else is listening to this. It's hard to know. We get 150 downloads, but I don't hear a lot about it, you know, out and about versus like our LinkedIn videos. I hear about them all the time. So would like to know if people are actually listening to this stuff and who is and whatnot. So thank you guys so much. Hope you're having a great Monday. Enjoy your week. Bye-bye, guys.